We now have information desk. We've been including many information items in the last 11 podcasts, but we know that many listeners will not have heard these. We're therefore going to repeat some key messages, starting with a message from Mark Smith at Vision Norfolk. I will read Mark's message. We are still continuing to send out books to the 8 audio book clubs across the county and would be pleased to add anyone to the circulation lists for our Norwich, Cromer, Dereham, Great Yarmouth, Gaywood, Fakenham, Thetford and Diss groups. The libraries are obviously still closed, so we are unable to hold face-to-face meetings. But if anyone would like to receive an audio book on a CD or USB stick, with a view to joining the meetings when the groups reopen, that would be fantastic. I also have a number of audiobooks on cassette tape under my desk and can post these out to anyone who is short of listening material, but they're only on cassette tape. The titles are A Quiet Flame by Philip Kerr, The Fourth Estate by Geoffrey Archer, 12 Red Herrings, Trial and Error, by Geoffrey Archer, Gone for Good, by Harlan Coben, Redwall Book 2, The Quest, by Brian Jakes, Deadly Decisions, by Kathy Reichs, Mr. McGregor, by Alan Titchmarsh, The Wind Singer, by William Nicholson, Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier, Thunderpoint by Jack Higgins, and Pickwick Talking Books, Three Card Trick, House of Cards, The Shepherd, Golden Hour of Comedy. Our creative writing group is continuing with their writing via email and post, and again I would be happy to add anyone to this list. Our F-Stop Eyes photography group can share any photos they have taken during the current lockdown period. And if the photos are emailed in to me, I can share them in confidence with the group. We also have a leisure mailings list I'm operating on email at the moment. So if you have anything to distribute of interest to blind and partially sighted people, I can also circulate this.
Thank you, Robin, and our thanks to Mark Smith for this update. If you wish to contact Vision Norfolk to follow up on any of these opportunities, you can phone 01603 573 000. That's 01603 573 000. We also have a message from the Reverend Heather Wright, who is chaplain to Vision Norfolk. This was included in last week's podcast, but again, many of you will not have heard it. I'll read her message. Hello everyone, I hope you're all keeping safe and well in these strange and sometimes difficult times. As I write this, we expect that June the 1st will be the day when some schools return and market traders and others begin to open up. However, we still have to maintain social distancing to try and contain this virus. Over the last few weeks, I've had the privilege of speaking to many of you on the telephone, but of course, I do not have everybody's number as I'm used to popping in to see you. As I write, our churches around the county are still closed, but there are services taking place on Zoom if you are able to access these. Many of you tell me you follow the Sunday service at 8 a.m. on Radio Norfolk. If you've not tried this, please do have a listen. It's taken from different churches each Sunday, so I'm sure there will be a format to attract you. Also, Songs of Praise, usually at 1:15 on Sunday, is a good listen and a way to join worship at this time. Since our churches have been closed, we've followed the death, resurrection and accession of Jesus. Last Sunday was Pentecost, the seventh Sunday after Easter, where Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit descends on the disciples of Jesus. They were renewed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, which empowered them and would never leave them or us, even in these difficult times. When we all eventually go out, we will find things are different. But we are assured in the scriptures, Hebrew chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I, like many of you, have not been able to go out for weeks, but I count myself fortunate to have stayed well. If anyone is anxious or just needs a chat, my telephone number is 01603 301 329. That's 01603 301 329. I'm unable at present to undertake any visiting, but I keep you all at Vision Norfolk in prayer each day, and those living within the homes at Thomas Table House and Hammond Court, and those living in the community, staff and all volunteers. God bless you all. Reverend Heather.
Thank you, Jane. We also have a message from Derek Heffer, who usually runs the Macula Group meetings. He says they have not been able to meet because of the lockdown restrictions, but he is ringing some members to check that they are okay. His message continues, "Your cheerful, fearless, but unpaid leader says, I hope that all the Macula Group members are well, all keeping fit, looking after yourselves, doing lots of lockdown baking and keeping in touch with other members. Don't spend all your pocket money, save it for the Christmas dinner, which might be when we see each other again." Derek Heffer would welcome any messages from the Macula Group on 01603 861 554. That's 01603 861 554.